The Hook Show, number 41, Fireworks and Summer Camp.
The Hook Show with Digital Dan.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to or welcome back to The Hook Show. Thanks for pressing play and giving the show a listen. If you want to know about the show notes or the links about what I'm talking about today, make sure you check out the website hookshow.blogspot.com. If you want to subscribe to the show, and I thank you for the longtime listeners that are still subscribed, you can click on the iTunes link on the side of the page there. You can put the RSS feed into your favorite podcast aggregator. Or you can even put your email into the FeedBlitz box. An email will be sent to you when the site content is updated. Music is from music.podshow.com, the intro and the outro there. If you have any comments or questions, go right ahead, comment on the blog site. You can email me at hookshow@gmail.com, or we've got all sorts of other different ways of messaging with Twitter, MyChingo, Jaiku, all sorts of good stuff. So if you'd notice that I'm on there, go right ahead and comment. I'll try to make a mention of it in the next show. I had some fun events within the last week here. I just want to share those with you guys. It was the 4th of July. I was working during that time, so I had Gwen being watched by Uncle Adam, also known as ASCII Adam, and Aunt Christy. They had some fun time with her. They don't have kids, so it's good for them to spend some time with her. And basically what I was doing for a job was walking around, handing out flyers and passing out some candy. And that was about 3 hours in about the hottest weather I've known for quite a while. And I didn't have any water, wrong kind of shoes. So it seemed like it just lasted forever. And I only had one bag of candy, so I ran out like within the first half of the route. My wife was working most of that day. The reason why is because they were giving her some extra money, like double time for that. So we felt that was needed at this time. I thought my daughter and I were going to be able to go to a barbecue, which is another big thing to do on the 4th of July. But I found out pretty much at around the last minute that they didn't like kids. So we had fun by ourselves at home, and I think we went swimming and stuff. She enjoys that. And then basically, my wife came home pretty late in the evening. Then we went to the fireworks display and decided to go to the carnival over at the Central Park in Eagan here. My daughter went on a few rides. She played some games, won some prizes. From the last show, you guys kind of have an idea of what that was like with her. Basically, when we were watching the fireworks, this brings me to pretty much my first topic, is as we were watching, my wife and I were discussing what we thought the reason why we were celebrating the fireworks were. When did this whole tradition start? Why do we feel we celebrate it with fireworks, the 4th of July? So she was thinking, oh, it must have been from remembering the war, you know, with the song, oh say can you see, and there's the part, the rockets red glare and the bombs bursting in air. She thought that was part of it, but that gave me the idea I should probably research it just to have a clear understanding of the real history behind it and why we have fireworks for the 4th. This is pretty much what I found out. I went to Wikipedia and a couple of other different websites, and I found out that pretty much Chinese have been making fireworks since the 12th century. Kind of knew about that, you know, Chinese New Year and all that kind of stuff. And they're basically first used to frighten away evil spirits with a loud noise, you know, the bangs. And it's also to pray for happiness and prosperity. Yeah, it's similar for their Happy New Year. But the American settlers brought their enthusiasm for fireworks to the United States. Fireworks and black powder were used to celebrate important events long before the American Revolutionary War. So it was actually before that that we knew about fireworks. The first celebration of Independence Day was in 1777. And then it says, 6 years before the Americans knew whether the new nation would survive the war, fireworks were a part of those festivities. Yeah, pretty much in 1777. And the Declaration of Independence being in 1776, if you know anything about the history there. And basically, the early fascination with the noise and the colors continue today. But yeah, pretty much fireworks were associated with the 4th of July since 1777 to commemorate the first year of the signing of the independence. Nothing really to do with commemorating war. We're thinking that's what it was, you know. Thought that would be fun little facts to know about the fireworks. And if you guys have any thoughts, just send me a line. Okay, this brings me to my second topic, which was summer camp. We went to Camp Lebanon, which is up in Upsala, Minnesota, about 2 hours away from Eagan, Twin Cities area. It's a Christian summer camp. They just celebrated their 60th year of being open. And the theme of this family camp was raising kids God's way. Basically, with some of the different services they had, they tried to show us different ways that we can raise kids in a Christian fashion. We stayed in a cabin with my mom and my stepdad and my stepdad's grandson, and we had a lot of fun up there. They had a large facility. They have trails, playgrounds, volleyball courts, basketball courts, game rooms, and a whole bunch of stuff. All right. But the big attraction for a lot of them is the waterfront. On Saturday, we spent a lot of time there, and it was a perfect, gorgeous day. Just a slight breeze, and a nice and warm. They had several boats available for fishing. Some people went out on the speedboats for tubing. You can go canoeing, paddle boats, kayaks, and sailboats. With the sailboats, I saw those, and I was like, I want to try that. So I persuaded my wife to go with me, and we tried out one of the sailboats. I thought I understood all the instructions with that, but with anything that you learn anew, there's always a learning curve involved with that. And I was thinking, in a normal boat, like in a paddle boat, I can go like hard right and hard left. But if you know anything about sailing, it's a lot more finesse with the rudder. So we tried that for a little bit. About 20 minutes, we were like stuck right on the swimming area and the shore, and my wife thought it was quite embarrassing. So we decided to switch spots. She figured it out a little bit better, and we're off in the middle of the lake. So we tried it out for a bit. It was a lot of fun. Maybe next year when we do it, we'll do a lot better at it. But it was definitely a lot of fun to try that out. I heard about a rescue later on that day from a sailboat that capsized with a small child inside. It's a good thing my stepdad's grandson was available. He saw that, he got in a boat, and he rowed out there with, I think, one of his friends that he made when he was out there, and he saved the small child that was there and the man, and they're good to go for a bit. So that was good. Another big attraction for the waterfront was the swimming area. They had a few slides out there, an inflatable Saturn, and a floating dock. This inflatable Saturn was probably about 10 feet wide, something like that. Big inflatable balloon. And then there's a little ring around the bottom, so it kind of looks like a Saturn. And all sorts of different kids or even youthful adults went up there and they tried to hold on, and the center of balance is like really weird. So you try to hold on the best you can. You have a couple of different people on there. They're whipping it around, trying to get people to fall off. Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was hilarious to watch some of that. And they also had this floating dock. But to get to the floating dock, you had to take a swimming test. And with a swimming test, I think you had to go about 40 feet swimming, and then you had to tread water for about 2 minutes. And if you're not acclimated to doing that just right off the bat, it tires you out. And then you're like, I don't really want to go up to the swimming dock right now, the floating dock. So you do that, and you rest for a little bit, and then you go out there. And the reason why they do this swimming test is so that you'd be able to hold your own in the 20 feet of water that's out there. There's a slide that's out there. There's a couple of different diving boards and whatnot. So it was a lot of fun. And there's also a lifeguard that's specifically out there for that. It was a lot of fun. Also, when we were out there, we took Gwenny out swimming, and she really loves swimming. As I've been trying to teach her practically every day when we go out to our swimming pool. So she's been doing very well at that, and I actually had a couple of parents specifically talk about how good she's swimming, because they had kids at similar ages. We actually put a life jacket on her, and she was just trucking around in the water. She was having a ball out there. So we had a couple of different services, a couple for the adults, and then during that same time we had ones for the kids, and we had to trade off. Both my wife and I had to sit in with the kids just to make sure that Gwenny was okay, and a lot of times she was acting up. You know, she's two, so her attention span for that kind of stuff isn't the best. We tried to do what we can with all that, and we had a whole lot of fun. They had great food out there. So check out the website. If you ever have a chance to go to Camp Lebanon, go right ahead. Sign up as soon as you can. It's a lot of fun. So we did it just pretty much Friday night going to Sunday afternoon. And we left. And I heard about this later on that day, on Mondays. My stepdad and my mom, when they were driving home, my stepdad had a little bit of health issues and he had to spend the night at a hospital. And I wanted to update that he is doing a lot better now, and hopefully it's nothing too big of a scare. But I just wanted to let you guys know about our fun experience up at Camp Lebanon. For the next episode of The Hook Show, since I've been pretty much a stay-at-home parent with my daughter, I came up with the idea that I should get the input from my listeners, plus some of the different communities that I'm a part of. And I pretty much want you guys to give me your feedback on how you think parenting has changed in the year 2007. You know, with all the different parenting blogs that are out there, some of the different podcasts, some of the different communities, gadgets, toys, all that kind of fun stuff. If you think any of that has influenced the way that kids are being brought up these days, and just send me a line and I'll try to include that in the next episode of The Hook Show. I just want to get as much information from as many people as possible and just let you guys know about some of the different links or just other ways that kids are being raised these days with the different technologies. So if you have any comments, send me a line, hookshow@gmail.com. And that will do it for The Hook Show. I will see you guys soon. Have a good one.